Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted of the Morning Now, 8:49 on a Thursday. Three big things.
Three.
Democrat-controlled House approves bill that would permanently ban offshore drilling.
Two.
Pilot from Wichita makes an emergency belly landing at the Kingman Airport. He was not injured.
One.
Cleanup underway in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian. 2,500 still unaccounted for. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning here in Wichita, we've still got traffic slowdown westbound on Kellogg. We had a westbound Kellogg traffic accident there. This happened between Hillside and Oliver, and the traffic backup went for quite a ways there. So continue to watch for a slowdown in that area this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 50% chance for rain today and a high of 85 degrees. Yesterday's high was 92. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 60. Friday, sunny with a high of 83. Now partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour and 74 degrees. 8:51 now with Steve and Ted. Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P rose 21 points. The Dow closed up 227 points. And the NASDAQ climbed 85 points. Federal judge in San Francisco has ordered StarKist to pay a $100 million fine in a canned tuna price-fixing conspiracy.
Sorry, Charlie.
Involving three tuna industry companies. The Pittsburgh-based company had asked U.S. District Judge Edward Chen to reduce the fine to $50 million, arguing a $100 million penalty could bankrupt it because it still faces millions more in potential civil damages.
StarKist is based in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That doesn't make sense.
Well,
to you
would think it would be based on a coastal city, perhaps.
Really? Well, nope. You Pittsburgh. Consumer prices slowed in August, rising by a slight 0.1%, reflecting a big drop in the cost of gasoline and other energy products. Labor Department says a tiny increase in its consumer price index followed a much bigger 0.3% rise in July, which had been driven by a jump in energy prices. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS and waiting Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal. Should be with us any minute. Oh, is he with us? Okay. I didn't know. Bill, shares sales going down for Boeing and Airbus. Good morning, Bill. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks to a global slowdown in orders from airlines, Boeing and Airbus putting up anemic numbers. The two companies have backlogs in the billions of dollars, representing about 8 years' worth of work for Wichita suppliers. But the companies have tallied just 10 new aircraft orders between them in 2019. Boeing and Airbus combined for 1,640 orders in 2018. The theme for this year's Wichita Chamber annual meeting, politics. The chamber announcing Wednesday its guest speakers for the annual event. Former Republican Party Chairman Richard Steele, Democratic strategist and CNN analyst Paul Begala. Chamber Chairman Michael Monteferrati says everyone is impacted by decisions in Washington. And if you're in the market for a home in Kansas City, you might want to check out Henry Block's estate in Mission Hills. Block co-founded Kansas City's H&R Block. His two-story, 7,500-square-foot house is listed at $4.6 million. Block was the original owner of the house. It's the first time the home has been on the market. Block died in April at the age of 96. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I would encourage you and Gretchen to look into that as a possible either, you know, second home to have up there in Kansas City or maybe a retirement home.
Of course, probably a second home.
Because if you took it as a retirement home, you would be downsizing from the palatial mansion you now have. Big chamber dinner. That's coming up here in, November? You were talking about the speakers this time. They have real political flavor this time around, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
That'll be fun. You have a Q&A, and it's always
It's a great meeting, and look forward to it every year. Several years ago, they brought in Doris Kearns Goodwin, who is right now my favorite living history writer. She writes a lot about Lincoln.
Oh, sick burn on David McCullough.
Huh? McCullough's good. Yeah, well, you're right. That's competing. But she had just written the story about the cabinet, Lincoln's cabinet. Band of Brothers.
I don't remember the title.
I can't either. Yeah, but anyway, a terrific book. And somehow or other, I finagled a chance to meet her in a hallway as she was going in or out and with my book. And I interviewed her on the air, right,
Jay? Yeah.
And we met, and she had autographed of Team of Rivals was the name of the book.
Oh,
and she autographed for, so I got to meet her, and it was real. And Shelley and I just enjoyed being one of our favorite people. So they always have somebody interesting, great speakers down there, and looking forward to that big chamber dinner coming up in November.
So today that was an arranged thing. You weren't just lurking in the hall.
No, I wasn't. I didn't ambush her. Today is National Video Games Day, which means today at the job down there, many of your people will be spending the time at the Wichita Business Journal playing video games
instead of
working. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Bill's got his Space Invaders all set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming up at 9 o'clock, the news, Democrats debate tonight in Houston. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day long. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 74 degrees.
At New Balance Wichita, they go up.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.